On Stewardship Calling this week, Bill Marianis shares a personal perspective on what stewardship means and explores St. John Chrysostom's perspective on what stewardship is and is not.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Bill Marianis from Atlanta, Georgia, and I share the view of Mark Twain that two of the most important days of your life are first, the day you were born, and second, the day you figure out why. My why is to be a stewardship calling evangelist. I'm here to help you discover and live your stewardship calling, and in so doing, help your parish or faith-based community live up to its full stewardship potential. In these Stewardship Calling podcasts, we're exploring exactly what stewardship truly is and how to use stewardship best practices and the latest research and guidance from Holy Scripture and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to become better stewards and build successful and sustainable stewardship ministries in our churches. In the last two installments of Stewardship Calling, we reviewed the scriptural foundation of stewardship and just a few of the many parables and scripture passages that provide clear guidance that our stewardship is all about our spirituality and journey to theosis and salvation, and it's not just about the money we contribute. We focused on the scriptural guidance regarding weekly and proportional giving of first fruits with a joyful heart, and we learned that what we're supposed to do with all of the many gifts from God is to share them willingly and joyfully, just like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did as he modeled best stewardship practices. Today we're going to examine some of the modern secular or personal definitions of what stewardship really is and juxtapose it against some extraordinary and powerful words of St. John Chrysostom. We're going to start to address three critical points. Number one, what isn't and what is stewardship and your stewardship calling? Number two, how is your stewardship connected to your spiritual journey to theosis? And number three, how can you start to live your stewardship calling? Now, all the information contained in these Stewardship Calling podcasts are reproduced in the PowerPoint presentation on my free website, stewardshipcalling.com, stewardshipcalling.com, in the Stewardship Training tab. So let's begin by exploring what stewardship is and isn't from a personal perspective. First of all, what it's not. Stewardship is not the same thing as a pledge system. See, that's one of the things that we've gotten wrong. We have created a synonym of stewardship as being about giving money and the pledges we make to our church. Let's talk about what a pledge system is. A pledge system is a process through which the members specify the three T's, time, talent, and treasures. Or if you're tired of the three T's, I've invented the three M's, mind, minutes, and money. Yeah, I know it's the same thing. But anyway, the three T's that they will contribute and commit and donate to their church typically over the course of an ensuing year. See, that's what a pledge system is. That's not what stewardship is. Put another way, that's really a contract with God. Because what we're essentially saying there is, dear God, no matter how much you bless me this coming year, this is all I'm going to give to you and your church. And see, that's not the way God interacts with each and every one of us, is he continues to bless us every day of our lives without regard sometimes to the degree to which we may deserve those blessings. So if stewardship is not a pledge system, well then what is stewardship? Here's the way I want you to start to think about it. Stewardship is a call of the faithful to share willingly the gifts that God has bestowed upon them, including sharing these gifts for God's work. Now, my definition of stewardship is real simple. See, I think stewardship is what you do with all of the gifts God gave you. Let me say it again. Stewardship is what you do with all of the gifts God gave you. So in some respects, it's all about you, but really, it's all about God. We have to understand that everything we have is a gift from God. Everything. None of us picked our parents or our genetic composition or the way we were raised or all of the things that happened to us, both good and bad. Yeah, we all work pretty hard, and sometimes the circumstances dealt us were made by the decisions we made. But ultimately, it is by the grace of God that he has given us all of the gifts, all of the abilities, all of the skills, all of the talents, all of the charisma. Everything that we have is a gift for God. And so let me, the question that I'm asking you is, Why? Why did he give you these gifts? Why did he put you out there? Why did he prepare you for whatever life comes your way with these gifts? And if we go back to the parable of the talents that we studied before, it's really so that we can take whatever gifts we have been given and put them out there into the world and cause them to multiply. And in so doing, earn the reward promised to us by Holy Scripture. Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little, and I will put you over much, i.e., the true riches of heaven. You see, we're all made in the image and likeness of our Father. But after that, that's where the similarity ends. So ask yourself, did your Maker make you exactly as he did and give you all of the wonderful gifts that he's given you and the challenging experiences that you have lived by accident? Is it random? Or is there some purpose? See, hopefully right now you're thinking of something that you're really good at, or something that you can do for your church or someone else or for your faith-based community, something that your parish or someone in your parish needs that you are well suited to provide. So the question is, what's stopping you? See, if you resolve right there, this very minute, that you will start to live your stewardship calling within your life and your parish, then you'll make a difference. So put it on your calendar. Make a call as soon as you get done listening to this podcast to someone, to do something, to actually live that calling to which you have been called by virtue of the gifts that you have been given. You have to start doing it now because that's part of your journey to theosis. Don't wait. See, that's what got us in trouble in the first place. Sometimes we really don't know how much more time we have here on this earth or what will happen if we don't offer ourselves and our stewardship callings to whoever we can help. There's a great book out there called Oriented Leadership by Williams and McGibbon. It's featured on my website, stewardshipcalling.com, in the Books tab under the Resources tab. And there's a lot of other books and resources that I recommend you look at. But let's take a little brief look at Oriented Leadership, because they have some great information in there about stewardship and what they say stewardship is. They say stewardship is caring for the needs of others. Stewardship is offering oneself to God as He offered Himself to us. And my favorite is when they say that stewardship is what a person does after saying, "I believe," as proof of that belief. How many times do we say, "I believe"? "I believe this," "I believe that." And for those of you that are Greek Orthodox, the prayer says, "Pistevo," right? "I believe." The question is, what are we doing to live that belief? Are we just talking about it, or are we acting on it? As I like to say, your actions speak so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying. They go on to say that stewardship is devotion and service to God and His church as persons, as families. Yeah, we get that. That's our personal obligation. As a parish. Well, most of us get that because we do things within our parish community. And here's sometimes where we lose sight of the ultimate gift of our stewardship when they say, and also devotion and service to our diocese or metropolis, our national church, as the church universal. Do you recognize that as a Christian, you belong to a movement that contains billions of people worldwide who believe generally what we believe and to some extent or another are living, hopefully, what we believe? This is really what we're called to do in the course of living our stewardship calling. And thus, hopefully, you'll come to realize from a personal perspective that stewardship is directed towards the inner person, not some outward-oriented activity. Or as I like to say, just because you write a check doesn't make you a steward any more than just because you can stand in your garage doesn't make you a car. It's about the way we live our lives and take all of the gifts that God has given us and figure out how we're going to cause them to multiply by sharing those with others. Now, there was an extraordinary reflection on Christian stewardship offered by St. John Chrysostom in his homily on Living Simply. And here's what he said. He actually used the Socratic method of asking himself a series of questions to reflect on his stewardship. St. John Chrysostom said, "Do I possess the house in which I live?" And after thinking about it, he said, "No, it's only on loan to me from God while I remain in that place." And then he said, "Well, do I possess the clothes that I wear?" "Nope. They too are on loan to me until they wear out or until I give them away to someone in greater need." "Well, what about the body? Do I possess this body that you see before you?" St. John Chrysostom asked. And he answered and he said, No, it too was lent to me by God when I was born, and he will take it back when I die. See, my brothers and sisters, we come to the realization that each of us, every one of us, is going to die here on this earth. None of us are going to live forever in this earth. And even though we're promised all of eternity, as the future that's available to us as it relates to our time here on this earth, it will come and it will go. And then he asked, do I possess the mind that is composing these words that are that I speak? And he said, no, that too was lent to me by God at my birth and will go when I die. Now, that left him in a very profound state of thoughtfulness when he said, well, do I possess anything? And on reflection, St. John Chrysostom realized, yes, I possess the virtues which during my life have grown and flourished within my soul. Inasmuch as I have grown in faith, I possess faith. Inasmuch as I have grown in gentleness, I possess gentleness. My brothers and sisters, replace that word with any attribute and you can possess it. Inasmuch as you have grown in, fill in the blank, you possess, fill in the blank. And St. John Chrysostom concludes by saying, these gifts are immortal. They are divine gifts which God will not take away because, now listen to this causation, he's referring to God, wants heaven itself to be filled with virtue. And St. John Chrysostom closes by saying, and of course, I possess my soul in which these virtues have taken their root. Now let's do something slightly sacrilegious for a second. Please forgive me. Let's pretend that we can even think like God. And the question is, if you were God and you were deciding with whom you will spend all of eternity in heaven, doesn't it stand to reason that you would choose those most virtuous, most righteous, who have truly lived their spiritual and stewardship callings on earth during the period of time that you gave them? You see, the way we live our lives embed these attributes and these characteristics in our souls, and that determines how we live our life, our spiritual journey through life, and ultimately, St. John Chrysostom tells us, in the future that resides for us when we will live eternally, hopefully in that state of theosis. So the question is, what does this mean for you today? Now, in my Igniting the Flame of True Christian Stewardship program that I deliver, one of the questions I like to ask communities is, what do you expect to be true of the parish that's fully meeting its mission? And there's a lot of interesting exchanges that come about and a lot of ideas that are presented. Let me give you the top items that I think I want you to reflect upon in terms of the way your parish should live its stewardship calling. First, excellent attendance and participation in the sacramental and liturgical life. I mean, if your parish it's got tumbleweeds rolling down the aisle and people not there, then one would say it's not fully meeting its mission. And for those of us who are of a faith tradition that teaches us the liturgical practice and the delivery of the sacraments, well, they take place in Christ's church house. And that's where we need to be participating. Second characteristic is active and enthusiastic participation in activities, functions, and extensive ministries. See, if we can get our faithful to actively live and engage the living of their stewardship calling, then we can have active and enthusiastic participation in our parish lives with extensive ministries. Well, that leads to the third attribute of enthusiastically volunteering their time and talents. If we can all understand what our stewardship callings are, what our gifts are, and start to live them through our faith-based communities, we can create that kind of cultural phenomenon that we want in the Church of God here on this earth. Fourth attribute is generous donations. Notice I didn't say just of money. Notice I didn't say not including money. As I was working with one parish, the head of the parish came to me and said, do you know somebody wanted to give us a dumpster? Can you believe that? A dumpster. And I looked at him astoundingly and I said, well, let me ask you this. Does your parish produce any garbage? And he said, yes. I said, what do you do with that garbage? He said, well, we throw it away. I said, in what? He goes, well, in a dumpster. I said, well, then you need a dumpster. This man had a dumpster. That's what he could give you. So joyfully, willingly, gratefully accept this gift. And even if you don't need a dumpster, you can sell it and convert it into something you do need. My brothers and sisters, the point here is each and every one of us have something that we can share, whatever it may be. Let us accept that gift willingly and joyfully. Now, ultimately, I think the definition of a parish that's fully meeting its mission is simply this. It's a parish that emulates the kingdom of God, a culture overflowing with joy, peace, and love. I mean, think about it for a second. If your parish community is where you went, and when you got there, you felt joyful and happy, you felt at peace, and you felt loved, doesn't it stand to reason that you would come there more often, and more likely than not, you would bring others there with you? So what we are really called to do here on this earth, a kind of personal perspective on stewardship, is to take whatever gifts we have been given and to live our stewardship callings by sharing those with others through our churches and our faith-based communities. Well, that's about all the time we have here today, and hopefully today we've come to better appreciate a personal perspective of our stewardship calling, to understand, first of all, what stewardship isn't, and more importantly, what it is, the living of our stewardship calling, and how we can fundamentally do that within our churches, in our faith-based communities, and in so doing, give meaning to not only our lives, but begin to prepare ourselves for that spiritual journey to theosis through the living of our stewardship calling. Please remember that two of the most important days of your life were the day you were born and the day you figure out why and start to live your stewardship calling. You are an amazing person made in the image and likeness of God. And once you figure out why you're here and start to live your stewardship calling, you can experience the true joy of using your many God-given and extraordinary gifts as you proceed on the path toward theosis. And when we help others better live their stewardship callings through our churches and faith-based communities, we create a robust set of ministries and a strong and growing Christ-centered community living its stewardship calling for God's greater glory. To learn more about this holy and important work, please feel free to stop by my always free website, stewardshipcalling.com, where you can find all of these stewardship calling podcasts, the Igniting the Flame of True Christian Stewardship Training Program, and access a significant amount of free stewardship information and resources, including learning how you can use strategic planning as an invaluable tool for your parish. I'm also happy to answer any questions you might have on the stewardshipcalling.com blog. In the meantime, my prayer for you is that you live your stewardship calling and S-O-T-P-A-E-T-J. Stay on the path and enjoy the journey. God bless.
You've been listening to Bill Marianis. Be sure to join us next time with another installment of Stewardship Calling. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.